Hi, I'm Tom Castaldi, and welcome to an audio tour through Fort Wayne's history. On January 3, 1887, members of the Fort Wayne Curling Club gathered on the ice-crusted lake at businessman John H. Bass's beautiful Brookside home to compete for a point medal. Contestants that day competed in a match that John Kidd won by 1 point over Thomas Cavanaugh. Later in 1891, a Bonspiel, or curling exhibition, was staged at the same lake, which is part of the present-day campus of the University of St. Francis. John Bass had a fondness for cattle imported from Scotland, and with them came their Scottish herdsmen, their bagpipes and collie dogs. Several of the men stayed at the Bass farm, and in the winter enjoyed playing their native game of curling on the ice of Bass Lake. On January 18, 1953, the Journal Gazette announced that memories of that 1891 exposition would be recalled at the Memorial Coliseum in a match to be played during the Comets Grand Rapids hockey game on January 20th. According to the newspaper, curling was a popular activity in the Fort Wayne area during the 19th century, with regular matches played at Brookside and at the old Caledonia Curling Rink located at State Street and Spy Run Avenue. Curling is an old Scottish game played as a match between two teams of four players each, who slide a total of 8 stones down the lane into the house with its coveted bullseye target. The idea is to see which team can get their stones closest to the center spot of the circle. These highly polished granite stones, complete with a gleaming brass handle, weigh about 42 pounds. Knocking away the opponent's stone to clear the way for a teammate shooting later makes for an exciting chess-like strategy. Now this exhilarating team game has been reconstituted. A currently active Fort Wayne Curling Club has been hosting a renewal of the ancient sport with its annual Fort Wayne Summer Spiel. In recent years, it has been held at the Lutheran Health Sports Center, played on an ice surface that's about 140 feet long and 14 feet wide. Circular stones are once again seen sliding gracefully across the icy plain surface. Positioning themselves along the course, the opposition is armed with brooms. They eagerly sweep away at the ice, which reduces the friction of the traveling stone, allowing it to travel further and or curl less. Teams come to compete in the Fort Wayne Summer Spiel from all over the United States and beyond, some with Olympic experience. Curling is a sport that takes a short time to learn and a lifetime to master. The Curling Club holds Learn to Curl sessions, and after just one session, participants are making shots, having a grand time, and qualifying to join one of the club's 2 leagues right here in northeastern Indiana. It looks as if curling is back. For NIPR, I'm Tom Castaldi, and I invite you back to join me next time on the Heritage Trail.